Our task force worked in Army operations in G3 with us. Well, I think the challenges of standing anything up is how you balance becoming functional with operational. And my focus is on getting operational. The staff can worry about getting functional. But the initial priorities will really be to first do a good hard assessment of the organization and where we are with respect to the mission. Second, I'm relatively convinced that we need to focus hard early on in growing capacity. Until you can grow capacity, it's really hard to become more operational. So we have a significant capacity every day in that we have large numbers of defenders and operators defending the network and allowing the network to operate worldwide. So I'm not as concerned about that as I am with looking at what total capacity we need to have to be able to do full spectrum operations, and then what's the right command and control relationships with cyber command and combatant commanders that will allow us to do that. I think the third piece would be to ensure that we're able to look hard and determine how we come to the right common operational picture for situational awareness, not only for the service, but within the joint construct for the combatant commanders and then cyber command, who's really charged with overall defending the Department of Defense network.
How is the Army tackling the workforce issue? Obviously, it's part of a broad DoD umbrella, but how is the Army specifically, what steps are you guys taking to deal with the workforce around cyber?
We have been growing cyber skills for years. So between our two communities of Signal Corps and military intelligence, I'm pretty comfortable that we have the right career paths that grow those skills necessary to defend and operate the network. What I think we really need to address is there an additional requirement for some type of cyber skills that we might not have? You know, about a decade ago, the Army created functional areas for officers. When we realized that we had some gaps inside of automation networks that we just were not growing any skills for, and today we have field grade officers, senior officers operating in those functional areas. Part of my assessment will be, have we covered all those gaps well, and are there some potential gaps in the future as we see really cyber, electromagnetic spectrum, EW, and potentially IO all converging? What might that skill set look like? Second, and probably a little less known to me, is where we are with respect to civilian skills and the criticality of ensuring that we have the right schools, professional development, career management for our civilian experts that we're going to need.
And talk about what your role is, be obviously leading it, but you're coming from a deputy chief of staff. And how's that going to be different? The two roles are going to be quite different, I imagine. But talk about your walking into this cyber command office and how things are going to change for you.
Well, certainly a command, as opposed to a deputy for a staff, but a critical staff, you know, one for operations that was engaged in everything that was going on inside of both Iraq and Afghanistan, daily operations, all support to the warfight. So I'm very comfortable with requirements, warfighting requirements, support to combatant commands, those things that are necessary to meet their objectives. And all I'm doing now is translating that to cyberspace and to be able to do that and integrate cyber operations into not only globally with cyber command, but regionally with combatant commanders.
Obviously, a lot of people, when they move around in the military, sometimes they have background in cyber, sometimes they have background in just more technology. Is your background cyber specific or more technology specific that obviously has a cyber component?
I think my background is probably more asymmetric, a little bit of everything, with some background in this, a degree in systems engineering, which probably makes me a little more technical, but principally an operations background.
And finally, what's the one thing or two things that keep you up at night when it comes to cyber? Obviously, there's plenty, but what's the one or two things that really stand out?
I'm on the record, so I can't tell you.
But even generally speaking, is it the attacking of data exfiltration? Is it more about the skills? Is there anything that really kind of, as soon as you walk into that office, are you going to say, okay, here's what I'm going to attack first?
I think the only thing I'd add to that is the unknown, what I don't know. And I mean that from the standpoint of we have a large network, and it's critical that you have the ability to see yourselves. The Army's working hard to ensure that we can see ourselves, but I have not been deep into that enough yet to understand how well we see ourselves, given the types of threats that we face and how it's evolving and what we could face. So I'm probably most concerned about our situational awareness and the construct of the Department of Defense